countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, each year, the farm accountancy firm IFAC conducts a survey of farmers just to get a sense of how they're running their business, the challenges they face and their general outlook for the future. And Declan McAvoy of IFAC joins me now just to go through some of the findings. Declan, good morning. I just want to start with, I suppose, the issue of general well-being of farmers in the survey, which I know you captured as well, particularly over the last 12 months. Were you able to ascertain, you know, the general wellness of farmers in the survey?
Yes, good morning, Damien. You know, farmers, inside the farm gate, farmers were fine because business was not affected by COVID. But the problem was that outside the farm gate, no different to anyone else, it was impacted hugely. Farming is a sole business, you're isolated. And as a result, you know, farmers are on their own. A couple of things came out of it, you know, from a wellness point of view, but the big fact came out that 42% of farmers didn't know who to call for support with difficulties. And the one thing about farmers are very good to look after themselves or look after everyone else, but poor to look after themselves. So farmers need to start reaching out for help.
And for a lot of farmers, the social outlets have all disappeared, including the mart. But I was surprised that farmers actually liked these online sales.
Yeah, 7 out of 10 farmers stated that they want to continue selling online. You know, so it just shows farmers are very, very good to adapt to technology. And if you look over the last number of years, you know, farmers' GPS in the arable sector, robots, online accounting, online with the Department of Agriculture. But the big issue that comes through is broadband. 86% say broadband is essential or critical. And the question comes up then, how good is broadband? We all know it's one of the laggards here in this country. Broadband is poor and we need to improve broadband.
Absolutely. Now, if you're planning for the future, you know, we make a will or appoint powers of attorney and all of that, it doesn't seem that farmers are too bothered by that. How significant and worrying is that, Declan?
Well, as the survey said, 40% of 4 out of 10 have not made a will. 6 out of 10 have made a will. How good is that will they've made? How up to date it is? So it is very, very worrying. The one thing that farmers need to concentrate on is that succession is not a job. It's a process. It's something that over time, you know, we specialise in succession because we have empathy with farmers. We understand it. And a couple of other important stuff that came out of it is even though 58%, 6 out of 10 plan to retire, 3 out of 10 still wanted to remain involved in the business. There's nothing to stop them transferring on the land and still remaining in the business through partnerships or whatever other mechanism can be there. Mm. But the big one is make a will, have a will, look at it annually or biannually, keep it up to date. And the other one, and you mentioned it there, Damien, was power of attorney. Farmers and everyone who has assets or business need to put in an enduring power of attorney. Enduring power of attorney allows the business to be run, God forbid, should you become mentally incapacitated.
Yeah, or even if you have a bad accident, which could lead to brain injury as well or something like that. And we were talking about injuries earlier. What sense are you getting from the survey farmers are ready to buy into environmental sustainability?
Well, I was just listening to Gillian earlier on and the huge important point she made was the goalposts keep changing. Farmers are guardians of the countryside and they have no problem buying in and helping out. But there's no coherent plan, or if a plan is brought out, the measurements around the plan are very complex. There's mixed messaging that's there. But what needs to happen is a coherent long-term plan, simple measures that can be measured within the farm.
All right. Well, Declan, it's a treasure trove of stats and figures, the report which was published last week. But if people want to read more and get more figures from it, where can they find it?
They can find it on our website, www.ifac.ie, and look for Farm Report 2021.
All right. And there's more details and advice there indeed in relation to wills and succession planning and all of that as well. Declan, thanks very much for taking our call. Have a great day. And we look forward to chatting with you maybe more specifically about some of those items in the future.